From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Georgians will get a chance today to tell the Environmental Protection Agency in person what they think about turning over management of toxic waste from coal-fired power plants to the state. As GPB's Grant Blankenship explains, the meeting follows a new report critical of how coal ash is stored in Georgia.
The analysis of Georgia Power data by the Southern Environmental Law Center and others shows that coal ash at a number of storage ponds is in direct contact with groundwater, which sometimes flows to private wells. Georgia Power says their monitoring shows no danger to drinking water. So the utility would like to get permission to leave some ash ponds permeable to groundwater once they're closed. Chris Bowers, attorney with the SELC, says that would be easier under state management.
In the Clean Water Act context, they'd actually be renewed and put out for public notice and comment every 5 years.
But under Georgia rules,
these permits, once issued, they'll be issued for the life of the site.
The EPA will accept written comment on the proposed change to coal ash management until August 27. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
An Atlanta hotel remains closed following an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease. 11 guests of the Sheraton Atlanta have confirmed cases of the illness, and 55 more people are suspected. Emory University epidemiologist Allison Chamberlain says the water vapor-borne disease has been on the rise since 2000.
Experts believe that it has to do with a variety of factors, ranging from aging water infrastructure to climate change and making our water warmer in general, and increasing number of people who are sort of aging into those risk factor categories.
The hotel hopes to reopen later this month. It's a host hotel for Dragon Con on Labor Day weekend, a gathering that draws around 85,000 people to Atlanta. Over the last few months, three people have been killed while riding on e-scooters in Atlanta, and now city councilors have introduced legislation to limit the number of these scooters in the city. Under a proposed ordinance introduced yesterday, Atlanta Department of Transportation would oversee new permits for dockless scooter companies. While cities like Alpharetta and Woodstock have banned them, Councilwoman Carla Smith says Atlanta officials aren't looking to take away any existing scooters off the street. Nine companies currently have permits.